Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
I've spent the last 3 months plus here at Neon Jazz talking to jazz musicians around the world about the surreal COVID-19 quarantine existence with no live jazz. Yet the world is getting all kinds of new albums and songs representing this surreal time on the planet, or as I like to call it, David Lynch's new movie set. And now one of the brightest cats from the Kansas City jazz scene releases a sublime CD made during the lockdown. This is a cat with deep Kansas City roots, now living in Paris. Trumpeter Herman Mahari with the song Eritrea, featuring Peter Schlamm off his 2020 disc called A Change for the Dreamlike. He made this album in a barn in the French countryside. And as Herman noted, he wasn't able to think about much about the future, only the present and the past. The songs are personal journal entries, versions and visions of wishes, fantasies, and memories. Together, they create a kind of modern mixtape of dreams released to the world on June 5th, 2020. And we caught up with Herman in Paris to talk about his second full-length release of his own. And this is what he had to say.
There's a certain mentality, there's a certain mindset it's putting musicians into. I mean, not just musicians, right? Like everyone around the world, but of course musicians. And so it's interesting to see what the result of that is. Plus, this is the thing that's affected basically the entire world. So we all have this shared, in some form or another, shared experience.
Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from the home of mighty jazz voices from strong clubs and institutions right here in Kansas City, Missouri, making sure you always get the jazz. This next cat, a regular direct contributor to Neon Jazz, always following the world and making music that reflects it. This is New York saxophonist and the melody poet, Mike Casey, with the 2020 single, Squeaky Wheel, as the show rolls on.
This is Daniel Herzog. I'm a jazz trumpet player from Vancouver, BC, and you're listening to Joe Dimino.
That was trumpeter, composer, and arranger Daniel Herzog, joined by Noah Preminger and Frank Carlberg with his jazz orchestra with the tune Indelible off the 2020 CD Night Devoid of Stars. He was born and raised in Vancouver and Victoria. He's a 2016 graduate of the New England Conservatory and always knew that music was his calling. We caught up with him here at the show, and he explained.
It was always just music for me. I just hope to be involved in as many ways as possible. And I started out as a performer, and the composing came sort of as a natural extension for that. As it started as just writing music for my own small ensemble trumpet gigs to play, and then I kind of expanded my palette to more and more instruments. But I think always music was the goal, yeah.
This interview was originally conducted in December 2019 with the intent to release the full interview in June 2020 prior to the CD's release. And it's odd. This interview was in a very different world, contrasting with this pandemic world and the release. It's crazy how fast things can shift on this planet. This next cat is one of my favorites, jazz pianist Hampton Hawes back in 1958, but not released on the contemporary label until 1987. This is the song The Sermon, as this jazz sermon roars on. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Tom Wright. I'm a saxophonist and mathematician from Spartanburg, South Carolina. My new album, Notes from the Journey, is available everywhere. You are listening to Neon Jazz on radio.
Thank you.
That was saxophonist, composer, math professor, and avid traveler Tom Wright with the song The Visby Thing off the 2019 CD Notes from the Journey. These days, he is in Spartanburg, South Carolina, and is currently the director of the Spartanburg Jazz Ensemble, the composer in residence for the Greenville Jazz Collective, and a freelance musician in the Carolinas, and has shared the stage with everyone from Wynton Marsalis to Regis Philbin to Miss America. We did talk to Tom as the beginnings of the coronavirus quarantine was ramping up, and he reflected on what he hopes the world understands about live music when we get back to it in earnest.
I just hope that people realize how important it is. It's just, you know, sometimes we see music as kind of an ancillary, you know, a part of our life that's not, quote, an important part of our life. It gets kind of put on the shelf. And then when we don't have it, we realize just how much we need it.
And we had to know what his first live show was. And it was a magnanimous one. As he talks about it, this is the master, Sonny Rollins, with his trio featuring Horace Silver's quintet with the song Will You Still Be Mine, way back there in 1959.
Oh, gosh, they all kind of blur together. I remember seeing a Sonny Rollins one in high school, actually. It's a different, I mean, he has such a presence, and you can just feel it from on stage. You know, I'm way back in the wherever, but you can just feel him talking to you from on stage. Thank you.
I'm a jazz musician, and Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino seems to love jazz, seems to talk about our great music. So give it a listen.
That was from the creative chops of Adrian Young and Ali Saheed Muhammad with their mix of The Midnight Hour off the 2020 CD Jazz is Dead Volume 1, and it's a remastered remix of legendary sounds and voices in a modern tick. There will be subsequent volumes, and this Blue Note catalog of music is going to be a memorable one for sure. And we caught up with this duo in LA in the midst of the pandemic of spring 2020, and they had this to say.
Jazz culture to me just totally mirrors hip-hop. You know, many people have said hip-hop is dead. Many people have said every genre is dead. It's more so, what does it mean when you say something is dead? You kind of go behind what it actually means to really understand the stimulus. And the stimulus is that there are people out there that are devout worshipers of all cultures, you know, and jazz is one of them. And when you say something is dead to those people, it galvanizes all of the people that love the genre.
Sometimes it's just good to kick back to jazz and blues pianist, singer and songwriter Mose Allison. Here he is with the tune Don't Get Around Much Anymore off a 2017 CD called The Cool Voice of Modern Jazz. And yes, it is.
I miss the Saturday dance. I heard they crowded the floor. I couldn't make it without you. I don't get around much anymore. I thought I'd visit the club. I got as far as the door. They'd have asked me about you. I don't get around much anymore. Well, darling, I guess my mind's more at ease. But nevertheless, why I stir up memories. I've been invited on dates. I could have gone, but what for? Awfully different without you. I don't get around much anymore. Different without you, I don't get around much anymore.
Hi, this is Leslie McLean, and you're going to be listening to a wonderful project that we did with Molly Hammer. I hope you enjoy the music. It's all originals. Molly is a wonderful singer, really brings a lot to the party. Listen up and contribute. Thanks so much.
Let's let it happen. Let's not waste up our time pretending we're not in love. Let's let it go. Let's leave it alone. Let's let it happen. Let's not waste precious time with questions. What's right or wrong? Let's let it go. Let's day will be quite the same. I think we should kiss and be glad we had the sense to be senseless and took the time to fall in love. Let's let it happen. Let's just relax and let love take us where we want to go. I'm glad I found you. Other this way, no other day will be quite the same. I think we should kiss and be glad we had the sense to be senseless and took the time to fall in love. Let's let it happen. Let's just relax and let love take us where we want to go. I'm glad I found you.
Originally from Chicago, but becoming a very firm fixture in the Kansas City scene, that was pianist Leslie McLean joined by the great vocalist Molly Hammer with Let's Let It Happen live at the Black Dolphin circa 2020. Leslie is a veteran voice in the world of Kansas City jazz, and she's quite good. We caught up with her to talk about this new live CD, something very, very welcome in this land of no live jazz these days, and she had some thoughts on the recording.
John Scott is really the driving force behind this project. I had never met Molly. Of course, I knew what a fine singer she is, and I knew, you know, that she was a heavy hitter here in Kansas City, which frankly I am not. So when John Scott suggested that Molly could sing some of my original material, I was like over the moon with delight.
From a magical 1957 meeting of Louis Armstrong and Oscar Peterson, this is the tune, I Was Doing All Right, as we get close to the end of our jazz time together here on Neon Jazz.
Nothing but rainbows in my skies. I was doing all right until you came by. Had no cause to complain. Life was as sweet as apple pie. Never noticed the rain till you came by. But now, whenever you away, can't sleep nights and suffer all day, I just sit and wonder if love isn't one big thunder. But when you hold me tight, tingling all through, I feel somehow I was doing all right. But I'm doing better than ever now. Whenever you wake, can't sleep nights and I suffer all day, I just sit and wonder if love isn't one a big blunder. But when you hold me tight, tingling all through, I feel somehow I was doing all right, but I'm doing a little better than ever now.
Again, that was Louis Armstrong meeting Oscar Peterson in 1957, doing that proverbial thing they do. So this final cut on the show is from trumpeter Jason Palmer. In 1990, there was an infamous heist of 13 pieces of art from Boston's Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum. The concert, 12 Musings for Isabella, this is the tune off that album, An Ancient Chinese Guru. And as we slip into it, we caught up with Jason about this new world of jazz and what he hopes happens when we return.
Yeah, well, it's my hope that people appreciate the art form and support it even more than they did beforehand, and just realize the importance of the power of this music and other types of music and art and cultural events, how they bring us together. you know, not only physically, but also just in terms of energy. I think one of the most important things that we get from this music in particular is the power and the energy of improvisation and what that does in terms of sound, because I really think sound can be a healing force for sure.
So it's with that we thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and an international man of broadcast mystery, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher. Reach out to us. Let us know what's going on. We're always here, and we dig you. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right. Until next time, support all the arts. Keep jazz alive. Black lives do matter in this era of finally getting equality. And please enjoy the music, my friends.
Jazz.